Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM. 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio... Wait a minute, hold on. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri is officially the force multiplier of truth, because that's just how I roll. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. Hold on, I got to clear my throat. That hurt. Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? We stream the whole show. I don't know why anybody watches it, but a lot of people do. We had a great guest, and that actually was visually a good thing. That was in the previous hour, though, Michaela Williams with Serena Heckathorn Health Markets Insurance Agency. Now it's back to me and, well, pretty much what you would expect to see. So we've got all of that going on. You can see the show, the Facebook Live stream on my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and the last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. You can also see the show on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Also, I've got a column that I've now started on Substack, something very different from the show. I write about recovery, different people in recovery and the whole concept of addiction and recovery and everything else. So it's a niche. It's a little niche. I think that's the right way to pronounce it. Niche. It's a small segment, a little sliver of interest. But if you are one of those people who cares about recovery and stories that have happy endings every day, then you might want to subscribe to that, my Substack column, and have fun with that if you like. All right, so we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit, a great opportunity for you to let off some steam for the new year. Say or do pretty much anything you want to do, but follow the rules of engagement, and those rules of engagement include: do not have your radio on when you call. Make sure the volume is turned down at least, because that way there'll be no feedback. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-32. Wait a minute, hold on a second. There. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti, it's very important, is ADA compliant. So no matter what kind of ailment you have, physical, mental, whatever, you can still call in, because we do not discriminate. So feel free. But don't interact with the host. That's the one thing. You cannot interact with the host. And every once in a while, we have somebody calling in trying to talk with me. Like, hello, Dimitri there. Hello, hello. And I can't respond. So the person sounds like an idiot. But that's what is happening there, because he doesn't understand the concept of Dimitri Graffiti. So we've got all of that. Okay, download the River Network app. We talked about that. Oh, I haven't talked with you since New Year's Eve. It's my first day back on the air. And a couple things here. First, the Steeler game. Normally, I can't stay up all that late, because I get up very early in the morning to prep for the show, to get everything ready, to prepare for you, so that by 7 o'clock, we hit the ground running. Well, in order to do that, I've got to get up like at 3 in the morning or something, and then start scouring for news every which way and figure everything out for the show. So I got to go to bed early. But the Steeler game was on against the Ravens, and this is for the championship, and it's at Acrisure Stadium, which I still want to call Heinz Field. So around halftime, I'm texting back with a good friend of mine saying, look, I don't think I can stay awake here. I've got to get some sleep. I've got to do this show. My listeners demand, top quality entertainment and information and this, that, and the other. And I owe that to my public. That would be, of course, you. And he said, well, you're a P word. I said, well, you're probably right. Anyway, so I fall asleep. The TV's on. TV's on. I'm in the living room on the couch. I fall asleep. I'm watching. But then I have to get up after like a few minutes to do a bathroom run, which I do about, 50 times a night now these days. So now I'm awake. The game's still on. And suddenly it's like a real game. It's in the second half and I'm going, what happened here? The Steelers actually have a chance. They weren't blown out. Derrick Henry had 112 yards in the first half. You've got Lamar Jackson in good shape and this, that, and the other. Our secondary sucks and on and on and on and on. And yet we still have a chance. And by the fourth quarter, oh my God, what a fourth quarter that was. It was an incredible game. I thought for sure we had blown it yet again. And then they missed the field goal from their new field goal kicker, who they interviewed him and they covered him and they did everything that they could to find just the right guy to be the new kicker for the Ravens. They find the guy, and the most important field goal of his life, he shanks it. It goes off to the right somewhere. And we win. We win. So, Steelers actually have a home playoff game. So that's going to be Monday night against Houston, the Houston Texans. I still want to say Oilers. Can you believe that? I still want to say Oilers. I think we're going to get killed. Of course, I thought we were going to get killed by Baltimore as well, so who the hell knows anymore? But it was just an amazing finish. And Chris Boswell missing an extra point. Of all the people on the Steelers, he is the last person you would think would ever screw up. He is great, a great kicker. He misses an extra point. And that, of course, means that Baltimore can march down the field, kick a field goal, and win. And we're out of the playoffs again. They march down the field, which, you know, we figured they would. But then with the field goal, the last play of the season, he misses. I couldn't believe it. It was a great game. Oh, my God, it was a great game. All right, so there's that. Now, a couple things. I've been tormenting the local TV stations here because all season, 7 and 9, refused to cover the Steelers on their homepage. And I've documented this. I said, look, there's nothing on the homepage about the Steeler game yesterday. And even if you do a search that says Steelers, Steelers search on the home pages of these two failing TV stations, you'll find nothing. And I've documented this and I've posted this and all that. Well, turns out we finally shamed 9 to cover the Steelers on their homepage. I checked this morning, 7 and 9, and 9, to its credit, was actually paying attention to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, realizing that I was mocking them shamelessly regarding their utter, ineptitude about covering the Steelers. To their credit, 9 not only had a story about the Steelers on our home, on its homepage, but it was like the top story. And Hillgrove was the guy, I guess it was the reporter, whatever, which is great, fine. We shamed 9 into finally covering the Steelers on their homepage, and they deserve a round of applause. They do. Not that much. But then I go to 7. 7 is the perpetual clown show here in the Upper Ohio Valley. A lot of people think, no, Dimitri, wouldn't that be your show? They would be wrong, of course. 7 is actually more amateurish, more unprofessional than I am. And that's saying something. So I go to 7, and I think, well, 9 has finally, we're shamed into covering the Steelers. Surely 7 would do as well. Nothing on the 7 homepage. Nothing. I do a search. Steelers. Maybe they buried it somewhere. Who the hell knows? Nothing. If you don't believe me, go to my Facebook profile page. I have the screenshots. And you can see for yourself, 7 is so inept. 7 is such a clown show that even doing a search for the Steelers, the day after the biggest game of the year, a great game with a hated rival for the AFC North championship and the first round in the playoffs at home. Even for that, Channel 7 Nothing on their homepage. Nothing. Do a search for Steelers. See if you can find the story. It's unbelievable. And because I've not had a chance to speak with you since the new year, Channel 7's clown show is, honestly, every day it's like something new. Leading up to New Year's Eve, they had this big stupid block covering roughly one quarter of the screen with an advertiser, and it was a countdown for going up to New Year's. And they had this big stupid block on during the Ohio State football game. You could even see half, you know, sometimes, you know, the backfield or whatever had this big stupid block with a countdown. Different news stories, the big stupid block was covering faces and everything. It's absolutely unbelievable to me. But it gets worse. At midnight, the countdown is, you know, 0000. Okay, fine. So then you would think, well, at least they can get rid of that big stupid block, Channel 7. They don't. They leave it up for five more hours. Covering everything. It's just, it was so bad. It was so funny and so bad at the same time that I took screenshots and did several Facebook posts of just how inept and unprofessional 7 is. We added music to it, the old Benny Hill theme song, Yakety Sax. We posted the pictures. The last time, oh, in fact, I'll tell you right now. I was going to say the last time I checked. I'll tell you what it is exactly right now. The number of views that we had on this thing. Hold on. I've got it right here. Posts. Where's the 7 post? I'm working. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Here it is. The 7. Okay. WTRF 7 News. End of the old year. The same way it started the new one by being a clown show of staggering incompetence. The big stupid block graphic countdown in the upper right quadrant made watching the football games infuriating, especially Ohio State. And then after midnight, after the countdown, the Channel 7 big stupid block remained on the screen for the next 5 hours. Why would any reputable local business in 2026 want to be associated with such a hopelessly amateurish joke? And the number of views that I got on that, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Overview dashboard. 17,517 views. 17,517 views. 7 is a clown show. 7 is a joke. If you're an advertiser, local advertiser, why in God's name would you risk your business's good reputation by being associated with this clown show run by these hardcore Trump haters with nose rings and, you know, wearing Crocs and their nose rings. It's unbelievable. They won't cover the Steelers. But anything negative about Trump, oh my God, they just can't get enough of that stuff. And now this never-ending clown show. It's honest. I've never seen anything like this in my life. 7 makes 9 look professional. It does. You ask anybody here and say, well, which station is less horrible than the other? Everybody will say 9 is less horrible than 7. That's how bad 7 is. It never ends. This is just the first of the year. Oh, and the other thing that I had with 7, they had a story about the first child born in the new year here in the Valley. And they show a picture, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I posted this as well. They show a picture of a baby crib with no baby in it. I swear to you, I am not making this up. It never ends with them. It never ends. Next star, it is just an utter and complete clown show. So if your business wants to advertise to be anywhere near that, hey, fine. You want to be a sponsor of a clown show that everybody makes fun of? Be my guest. Be my guest. My God in heaven. Honestly, it's just absolutely unbelievable. So we shame 9 into covering the Steelers, which is great. 7, we still can't even get them to cover the Steelers. Do a search if you don't believe me on their homepage. Do a search by Steelers. Just do a search. You'll see. Unbelievable. Going to take a short break here, then talk with you about Donald Trump and did he violate the Constitution by essentially invading Venezuela and grabbing up Maduro and his wife. Apparently, his wife is a real piece of work. She's not some innocent bystander. She's some evil monster that, like Imelda Marcos or whatever, who has apparently played a very big role in all of the terrible things going on in Venezuela and the drug dealing and everything else. So we'll be talking about that. MAGA Nation. Some people in MAGA Nation think Trump violated the Constitution. We'll talk about